Yeah, let's go ahead and address that first.
Okay, thank you, Chair Colton, members of the commission. My name is Becky Doctor. I'm Chief Legal Counsel and here for the duration today. So please feel free to use me in any way you can to be helpful. I usually do a little overview of your authority, the process for considering petitions, and then maybe next steps after this, prior to any petition presentation. And I'll do that today. Many of you could probably do this in lieu of me, so I will be quick. An individual has the right to petition their government to adopt rules, to repeal rules, or to amend rules. And in this case, an interested person has petitioned the commission for some rules on Teepee Creek. That has come to you under your authority of 2-4-315. And your authority then is to deny the petition in writing or to initiate rulemaking. And of course, if the commission would deny the rulemaking or deny the petitions, I would draft a reason and have that for your review to give to the petitioners. And if you initiate rulemaking, we would draft a rule and file that with the Secretary of State and start the rulemaking process. The process then for considering today for the petitioners would be to allow the petitioners to present their views here today to get it on the record, allow for public comment on those petitions, and then also, and then the commission make a decision to either deny or initiate rulemaking. The next steps after that are pretty simple because the Secretary of State, then state's process takes over. It is filed a notice with the Secretary of State. There would be public comment opportunities at that time on a rule if it were initiated. And then the commission would consider it again at a final adoption and then file it with the Secretary of State for final adoption. You can and should make adjustments based upon public comment if you were to initiate rulemaking, and you also have the option not to adopt the rule at all at the end, even if you decide here to initiate rulemaking. Filing a final adoption notice is required to be done within 6 months after, 180 days after the initiation of the rule, and we follow that pretty closely and would ensure that that happens within that time frame. So here today, your authority, just as a summary, is to either deny the petition in writing or to initiate rulemaking, and the process would start on rulemaking. And so unless you have any questions for me, I will allow this to proceed.
Thank you, Ms. Doctor. Yes, we'll go ahead and allow the petitioners to present. And so I don't know who is presenting on behalf of the petitioners. Can't see. Oh, there we go. Well, Ms. Potter, the floor is yours.
Hi, I'm Rachel Potter. I live in Columbia Falls, and I'm presenting on behalf of myself and my other four co-petitioners. So thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, and thank you all so much for your service to our wonderful state of Montana. And so we are here today to ask you to enact a rule to limit Teepee Lake to manually powered boats only. Now, you're going to be looking at a lot of talking heads today. So I thought that I would let you look at a few pictures here. I'm going to start out kind of going big, and let's see, here we are on our Google Earth image. This is the Canadian border up here, Columbia Falls down here, Glacier Park, the Whitefish Range, and here is Teepee Lake. Teepee Lake is 50 road miles from Columbia Falls, and it's 40 road miles up the North Fork Road from the end of the pavement. So it's 40 miles of dirt. So here's Teepee Lake, and this is Glacier Park and the Continental Divide to the west. And here's the Whitefish Range to the east. There's no inlet or outlet to Teepee Lake. The creek skirts it, and it's in the middle of this humongous wetland, the Teepee Lake complex. And I just love this. This is just one little bit. This is right near the lake. Incredible habitat all around for moose, bears, particularly in the spring, beavers, of course. And here we're going to come back to the lake. The petitioners are landowners on the lake, all of the cabin owners, but the private land is just right around here. You see that? All of the rest of the lake is Flathead National Forest. And there's public access right here. And so while we're not right on the North Fork Road, there just aren't other easily accessible by road lakes in the North Fork. So people find their way there. Pretty steady stream of them. Here's the North Fork Road down here, North Fork River, Kintla Lake, if you're interested or familiar. So it's almost 2 miles. Mile and three quarters or so to the access, but people find their way there. We don't get hordes, kind of a steady stream. They paddle their canoes, they sit and they look on the shores, bring kayaks. Lots of locals over many generations actually have come to come there to swim. This shot's early in the year. When later there's a lot more aquatic vegetation. There are sedges and rushes and bulrushes, and then even pond weeds right in the middle. And I actually had this idea of mapping what pretty much everything outside this circle here, I think, is less than 2 feet deep. So when I did this, the actual measurement of deeper water, and like I said, there's still a lot of aquatic vegetation, it's only 17 acres. Okay, the opportunity to come and see and hear the loon family is just one part of what makes Teepee Lake really special. And the neighbors and, well, us and others have monitored and looked out for the loons for decades. Are my co-petitioners, the Borga family, their father Olaf came in the 50s, and he was, I think, one of the very first people to put up warning signs about loon nesting really, really early on. Here's my daughter. We constructed a nesting platform under the guidance of FWP that greatly increased the success of the loon family. I actually love sharing my knowledge of the area. And a lot of times when I see somebody that's at the fishing access, or it's not, there's no fish. Oh, why? Skipped right over that. There are no fish in the lake. That's, I think, very significant. It was stocked 29 times between 1940 and 1985, but with no surface inlet or outlet, we presume it's very shallow, that there just isn't enough oxygen year after year. So let's go back. I often go over and sort of ostensibly to tell people, oh, there's a loon family or there's a nest. And I just enjoy educating people about them. And over, I'm kind of awestruck about how much people are really enchanted by the lake. Now we realize that rules are more often made after there is a conflict, but in this case, we really believe that now's the time to make a rule. More and more people are flooding to the North Fork. You think that your fishing access sites and, you know, the state parks were overrun this year. Well, boy, things really got crazy up the North Fork with access to Glacier Park Limited. They're coming here to recreate, they're coming here to buy vacation homes. And we believe it's only a matter of time before a new visitor or new neighbor or visitor brings a motorboat or a jet ski to the lake. We understand that just over the Whitefish Divide, I've heard stories that just this summer, jet skis and ski boats have shown up on little teeny lakes that, well, probably over 45 acres, it's not illegal, where they've never been before. And then it's just totally in places where the people that see them say, this is totally inappropriate. There's no motor use of any kind on the lake. And we've queried a lot of long time people, neighbors. There's one in the petition. We talk about one instance when one of the petitioner's families decades ago brought a motorboat, but nobody remembers anybody ever putting a motor on the lake. So we really believe that now's the time to act before a conflict develops. Can't stop change. 2003, wildfire started up here, roared out of the canyon. There were 400 foot flame lengths at the lake and burned all the way up to the Continental Divide, and changing the landscape immeasurably. Everything's going to keep changing. But look, there's the trumpeter swans coming through the following spring. We're still there. People are going to keep coming to the North Fork, and there's going to be more people, and there's going to be more cabins, and we can't change that. Here's our cabin, and we realize not everybody is going to settle for a 12 by 26 place with no insulation in an outhouse, but we have people in the North Fork that are building, I understand, 5,000 foot homes. There's a lap pool up there. There's going to continue to be more people, but today you have an opportunity to help preserve just this one little piece, bit of peace and solitude on Teepee Lake. And yeah, we as petitioners are very fortunate to have cabins on the lake, but we really strongly believe we're advocating for everyone who cherishes the North Fork, for the peace and solitude it provides. Both our neighbors in the North Fork, as well as forest visitors from Montana and beyond. As you see from the letters, and by the way, after I submitted the community letter with, I think there are 36 people on there, I had a dozen more people said, oh, add me to that. People are really passionate about this. And well, the Borka family, our co-petitioners, came to the lake in the 50s, and there's four generations of them. There's a whole number of families that there are multiple generations. I don't know if you caught Cecily McNeil's letter at the end. She's 96 years old, and by gosh, she got the first letter into me. I got quite a kick out of that. Richard Hildner also, he arrived on the North Fork in the 50s. People really care strongly about this place. So I think I'd like to end by paraphrasing a letter that you have from Brace and Kathleen Hayden of Bozeman. Our family has hiked, picked huckleberries, and skied in the North Fork of the Flathead River drainage for nearly 50 years. Few places in Montana are as breathtakingly beautiful and wild. In an otherwise noisy and crowded world, the North Fork remains quiet and peaceful. Man's impact is minimal. We want our grandkids, and they have five so far, I think more coming, and future generations to experience the North Fork as we have. And for this to happen, it must be managed so as to preserve this area as it is today. We know Teepee Lake. I'll give you a few more. I didn't progress my slides here. It's a tiny gem in the North Fork where moose feed and loons give calls that remain forever in your mind. While motorized boat conflicts do not presently exist, there's no assurance that this will remain so. Thus, we encourage the FWP commissioners to initiate the rulemaking process that will restrict watercraft on Teepee Lake to those that are manually powered. You'll be taking a major step towards preserving the lake's quiet beauty. And that's really all I have for you today. I want to answer your questions. I hope you had a chance. There's a lot more in the petition. I hope you had a chance to look at that and look at people's passionate letters. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure where we go from here. We're a little ahead of schedule. I know some people wanted to comment, whether they've called in or not.
I think before any commission action, maybe we'd hear from other folks that might want to comment on the petition. Thank you for that comprehensive presentation and all the beautiful slides and some amazing photography there. Good landscape to capture. So if there's comment on the petition, go ahead and hit *9 and we'll hear that. You'll be called upon from the waiting room.
There may be some confusion. I directed the people that wanted to comment to the agenda where I thought there would be, the address would be listed. I've sent out desperate emails to direct them elsewhere. So I'm not sure I know four people for sure that were going to comment.
Okay.
So they should be coming on. If not, I also thought that this was all going to start at 9.
Yeah, we got a little ahead. Shauna, can you tell if there's anybody in the queue with their hand up?
Chair Colton, there is now someone with their hand up. I will release them.
Okay. It is, the commenter, if they just state their name and where they're from and then provide their comments. Thank you. And it looks like we have a caller whose phone ends in 227. Just make sure you're unmuted. There we go.
Commissioners, I'm not one of the residents, but this is Nick Jivak with the Montana Wildlife Federation. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll keep it short and sweet, but yeah, we discussed this and that was a good presentation, and this is just the beginning of the process, of course, to open up public comments. So we are in support of this going to rulemaking. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Further comment out there? We have a caller ending in 009.
Okay, I think, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Great, okay. My name is Tegan Hayes. I'm from Missoula, Montana, and I'm calling to support the Teepee Lake petition. I'm a research ecologist working with USGS, and I completed a master's degree at UM earlier this year. And as part of my fieldwork, I spent a lot of time in the Whitefish Range, and I stayed at Teepee Lake for several weeks during multiple summers of fieldwork. And I worked with FWP on a research project focused on mule deer and their response to forest disturbance in Northwest Montana. And as Rachel mentioned, disturbance abounds in the North Fork, a lot of it from wildfire, but also increasing human presence. And my research and a lot of other research has found that wildfires can be good for mule deer and other wildlife species, especially when it improves vegetation and forage quality. But numerous studies repeatedly show that human disturbance often has a wide range of negative influences on numerous wildlife species. So during this time when climate and fire patterns are shifting and becoming more extreme, humans are putting additional and increasing pressure on wildlife through our expanding footprint. And so places like Teepee Lake are really becoming more important reserves for wildlife and native vegetation. So limiting the increased human impact of motorized boats on Teepee Lake will help to maintain this resource for generations of wildlife and people to come. So that's the main comment I wanted to give, and I appreciate the work that you're doing, and thank you to the commissioners.
Thank you, Ms. Hayes. Further public comment? We have a caller ending in 255.
This is Gail Bissell. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes, my name is Gail Bissell. I live in Kalispell, Montana, and I'm a retired wildlife biologist who served here in Region 1 with the department from 1984 for about 31 years. And I worked primarily on habitat conservation throughout the region. I was also a management biologist for the Flathead area for about 10 of those years. And I worked very closely with enforcement on our first major rulemaking effort to establish motorized access on over 500 lakes in Northwest Montana. I worked really closely with the folks here as the wildlife biologist, and I also worked with the public out at Thompson Chain of Lakes as hired a technician actually that summer to when we were working on rulemaking to survey users, get an idea of what people out at Thompson Chains thought about these proposed rules at the time. And we found that there was a 90% to 95% support for reasonable balance rules that affected that protected private property safety and wildlife. I also was on the Common Loon Working Group for a decade, and we worked with loon rangers all over Northwest Montana from the Blackfoot Clearwater to Eureka and Libby. And we worked very closely with the public and in protecting, educating folks about the lakes, the signs that we use to protect loon nesting sites on a lot of these lakes. And I have to admit this rulemaking opportunity and the way it's been handled over the last couple of decades has worked very well for wildlife and for people alike. I also have a place up the North Fork and have spent a fair amount of time visiting Teepee Lake as a wildlife viewer. I love going over there with a scope and binoculars and seeing how the loons are doing every year. So what I want to emphasize, and Rachel mentioned this is not a typical Northwest Montana drive to lake with gravel bottoms and fish. You know, the North Fork is not a destination for motorized recreation. The only lakes available to the public, like Red Meadow Lake, has a fish in it, grayling, and a lot of people stop by and drop in a boat and fish. The other lakes are in Glacier Park. There's a 9.9 horsepower limit on those lakes, Kintla and Bowman, that have access by roads. Most people are not hauling their boats up the North Fork to go to those lakes unless they want to do a little fishing. The roads are hard on boats that we found. The area is primarily a drop-in boat floating recreational use area because the North Fork is the primary attraction. People, you know, it's a wild and scenic river and fishing. So Teepee is unique. There's two lakes that kind of look like a mud-bottomed, organic, fishless kind of lakes. The other one's surrounded by private land called Mud Lake. It's just to the north. And then there's Teepee Lake with public access. And it's one of those rare fishless lakes, and I'm sure the ecology of that lake hasn't really been fully evaluated, but the main species you see there are leeches. I mean, humongous leeches in that picture that Rachel showed is a loon feeding its young leeches, and that's what they survive on. It's not a lake you want to swim in that much. It's a lake you want to kind of see the wildlife viewing area, a little pull out and a drop-in boat to enjoy the shoreline. And there really isn't a boat motorized community that goes up the North Fork because of the limited opportunities there. So it is a good idea to go ahead and recommend these more protective rules at a time when there are no conflicts with other people and protect the unique nature of Teepee Lake. And so I support the going through the rulemaking process. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail, for your comments. Any further comment on the proposed petition?
Hello, good morning. It sounds like I'm unmuted. Thanks for the opportunity, commissioners and the like. My name is Flannery Coates. I live in Polebridge, Montana, and I am calling on behalf of the North Fork Preservation Association today. I'm calling just right off the get-go in support of the position, in the petition, and to go through the rulemaking process. My main concern is the presence of motorized anything that in the wild places of the North Fork. We saw a lot of significant impact left behind this summer, mainly in the form of ATVs. And a place like Teepee Lake, that's a unique wetland ecosystem in the North Fork, is not a place for motorized watercraft. The North Fork is known to a lot of folks as the last intact ecosystem in the lower 48. Loons have become dependent on the undisturbed waters of Teepee Lake, and the solitude of its silent shores provides a place for many animals that call this place home, some of which are endangered. The other thing that I just wanted to point out is that after this summer of increased use that we saw, which is we're assuming to be the norm ultimately, a group of North Fork organizations, the North Fork Landowners Association and the North Fork Preservation Association, started talking and having some really tough discussions about what the future of public land and recreation looks like up here and what we can do to reduce the impact on the wild up here. The unanimous and most unifying value that landowners identified that brought them all up here was solitude, and solitude is definitely what's at odds with motorized use. So I guess I'm just calling in today to let you know that we're in support of the Teepee Lake petition and that we want the North Fork Valley to remain intact as it has been due to the hard work of collaborations with groups like ours and government agencies like you all. And we hope that we move forward today at the rulemaking process. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you for your comment. Further comment on the petition?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my first name is Marguerite. My last name is Kaminsky. I live in Whitefish, Montana. Can't remember what other information you requested of us. I am a cabin owner on the southern end of the lake. Interestingly enough, I've been a boat inspector at Whitefish Lake for 4 years. I've been in the trenches. I see the humongous boats, whether from in-state or out-of-state, come and land on that lake. And of course, we inspect them. I've seen the degradation of the lake. I'm very much in favor of motorized boating, by the way. I'm not against it at all. And perhaps Whitefish Lake and the larger lakes are the places for it. But I just want you to know that I do have a background in observing people launching and how they care for their boats and the whole process. I've owned the cabin on the southern edge of the lake for 2 years. I have 5 children, adult children, who frequently bring younger people to the lake who are absolutely amazed, because many of them come from other areas of the country, by the tranquility and grandeur of Teepee Lake and its setting. That was the reason why I purchased. I can tell you that back in 2003, I purchased land lower down on the North Fork between Moose Creek and Red Meadow. I loved the land, except the traffic along that road was insane. And this year, of course, it was even more. It was so much dust and so much noise that I sold it within a few years. And I had been searching for years for another spot to buy. Eventually, this parcel on the southern end of Teepee Lake came up. And I said, this is it. This is where I want to be, and I'm not going any further. We're very appreciative of your having this meeting and listening to us, and we hope that you go forward with the rulemaking process. As an example, Jack, of course, Potter, has been out there helping with the nesting platform for the loons. We've all observed the loons. We've all canoed, paddleboarded, kayaked, but whenever we do, we always steer clear of the loons and give them plenty of room. Many, many times I've observed moose swimming in the lake, wolves at the edge, and lynx in the winter, all in this area, as well as bears passing through my property. It is an amazing habitat for all these animals and for humans too, if we all cooperate and observe each of our own habitats. I can only say thank you, Rachel, for all the work that you've done and all the other people that have written in support of this petition. And I hope that you all will support it, and we will support whatever we need to do to follow through with the rulemaking process. Thank you very much for this opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Ms. Kaminsky. Further comment on the petition?
Chair Colton, members of the commission, I'm not seeing any more raised hands.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Do I have any comments, questions, or proposals by the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I would move the Fish and Wildlife Commission initiate administrative rulemaking on the petition to limit Teepee Lake to manually operated watercraft.
Mr. Chairman, I would second that motion.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. We've gathered our comments. Is there any discussion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I would say that this is the exact type of project that we should look at for limiting motorized use. There are no fish in the lake, so that takes care of any fish. It's not fishing anglers. There, it is a small lake, so I am in total agreement with this petition and motion.
Thank you, Vice Chair Stuker. Any other comment from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, a couple of comments. You know, this area is obviously very fragile, but it's also extremely valuable from many different perspectives to many different people. And certainly, I see this proposed rule, you know, as being something that that provides some I guess guidance in the future as well as protection. So I think it's the right thing at the right time. Thank you.
Further comment. I want to thank the petitioners for being comprehensive, and it's clear that you know the loon nesting habitat and the other use of wildlife and around that area that motorized craft are inconsistent, and we've seen the advance of this technology where it's not hard to imagine the idea of something that has essentially no horsepower rating but would be allowed to push around on a lake like that at pretty good speed would disrupt that area and the associated ecosystem. And so I'm certainly in favor. With that, I'm going to call for the vote. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And so the petitioners will work with the department to start crafting the rule. We won't likely be the commission that finalizes this rule, but I think this one's pretty straightforward. If you can't limit that type of use on this water, then Montana's in big trouble. I would like to take about 5 minutes and get some more coffee before we jump into the Madison. So if we could stand in recess for about 9:25.